We're back in Derech Hashem. We're in Chelek Aleph Perek Bet. Chelek Aleph Perek Bet is about B'tachlit HaBriah, the purpose of creation. We defined, or rather the Ramchal defined in one very simple, or simply simple in the way it's short, brief, and to the point, but again takes a lifetime to unpack, that Hinei HaTachlit HaBriah Haya Le'etiv Mitzvoi Yitbarach L'Zulato, that God's goal in creation. Again, all speaking B'lashon B'nei Adam from this point forward, but we have God, we have the
good,
the Tov, and we have the
Zulato.
The Zulato, which we've defined as other, or
it,
or receiver. Okay. We've got God, the Tov, and the Zulato. Last time what we defined was, where we took it one step further, is we tried to define the content of the next meaningful thing after God, which is Perek Aleph. We defined God in defining that he's undefinable, but we did our best to understand why he's undefinable, what we can know about him, what we can't know about him. We did that in Perek Aleph. We then went on to define the next most significant thing in creation, which is the Tov itself. The only reason for the Zulato to exist is to receive the Tov. If there was no Tov that needed to be given, so to speak, then we wouldn't need the Zulato. So we worked on defining the Tov. And we said that there is that since God is Shalim, Bechol Minei Shlimut, Ve'in Bo Chisaron Klal, that since God contains within him all manner of perfection, he is perfect perfection, he is ultimate perfection, it's therefore only proper for God to bestow goodness that is ultimate goodness. What is ultimate goodness? 2 days ago.
God.
Ultimate goodness, you're jumping in subhead, I'll come to you in a second, Hannah. Ultimate goodness is God himself. Therefore, what does it mean to bestow ultimate goodness? It means to create the opportunity for, as Hannah said, for dveikut with God. That's the content of that tov. That's the content of that goodness. Is the ability for a created being to cling to God to the greatest extent that any finite, limited, created being can cling to God. Clear? That's basically what we said last time in a nutshell. Let's read the last sentence from Perek Bet, Ot Aleph, that summary, V'nimtza, therefore, our bottom line after reading Ot Aleph was, Heyot kavanato yitbarach shebo b'riyah shebara, the goal, the intent of God in the creation that he created, meaning, this is it, this is the whole creation so far, it, our Zulato. Livro mishi yet nehene b'tuvoi barach shemo, to create a being which could be nehene from God's tov. Boto aderek shefshar shen she yehane bo, to the greatest extent, or in the way that it can, meaning to the greatest extent that that being can actually enjoy God's goodness, which means the being which can most greatly have a dvikut with Hashem. Clear? Questions, thoughts, comments before we go forward? Because we're going to get, with each stage, more complex. So, if you have questions, go for it. Great question. I don't know what page we're on in your edition, but we're on Chelek Aleph, Perek Bet, Ot Bet. Okay? Good question, though. Clear? Okay. Thank you. Bit say there. We should basically be able to stop here, because this paradigm basically describes all of reality as we experience it, right? There's God, the goodness, and it. Correct?
Yes.
No! Absolutely not! You're here, and I'm here, and Sam's here, and Marissa's here, and there's a whole world full of people, and there's a universe, and there's a galaxy, and there's all these things going on. Meaning, just to take a step back, okay? Yes, well done. Success. Okay. Well, you were the first one to say yes. Hashem tov the zulato, meaning really if this were to be the end of the story, all we need is one being who fits that description. All we need is one being that fits that description. God only needs to create a singular being. The content of that being is that it is able to receive the greatest amount of goodness, meaning it has the greatest capacity to cling to God that a created being can have. It should remain these three things, which, as we pointed out, are really just two, because the Dibikut is the Tov is godliness. That still should be it. Yeah, there's a lot more going on. So what we're going to do is, every time we're going to take a step forward, we're going to add another layer of complexity, which will add another layer to reality as it exists. Does that make sense? So we get to us, because we're not there yet. What we're going to do from here on, since there's not just a zulato,
yeah,
meaning if you even want to use terminology that we don't have yet, right? There should just be God and Adam Rishon forever. The end.
There shouldn't be any more.
And not only that, there should be no world, there should be no snake, there should be no trees, there should be no gun. Nothing. Just an empty void with it, call it Adam, I don't care, standing there, opening up its arms and eyes, and receiving ultimate goodness from God and clinging to God as best as possible. That should be the entirety of existence. Then you've got the purpose. God giving Tov to another. Does that make sense? Yeah. Questions on that? Like, can you say that again? Questions? So what we're going to do is every stage going forward, we're going to have to add another layer of complexity. And not just say like, now we're going to make, it's not like God's like, that's too simple, let's make this more complicated. But why is it that this is not the end? Why? What causes us to get from here to what we have now? And remembering the entire time, and this is key, if we together, or you individually, in the way you're processing it, can't plug it back into this paradigm, it means we haven't gotten it yet. If we add a layer of complexity, the answer is, oh, it's just more complex because, the answer is no. If it's not a way for the Zulato to get more Tov and cling more to God to fulfill the purpose of creation, then we haven't gotten it down. Does that make sense? So let's add one more layer of complexity. We're going to try to do two and three today. Don't know if that's going to happen. Bet. V'ulam. Gazrach Chochmato, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed, Sheliyot HaTov Shalim, in order for this goodness to be Shalim, which is what we keep coming back to, that this needs to be pure Shalim goodness, the greatest possible goodness. And everything that we are going to do for the next few seifim, the next few otiyot, is we're going to try to increase the capacity of the zulato to achieve as much tov as possible. That's why things are going to get complex. Since we're limited as finite created beings, God has to, quote unquote, work really, really hard in order to create the greatest opportunity possible for us to get the greatest tov and dvikut possible. And that's what makes things complicated. Says the Ramchal, Liyot HaTov Shalim, in order that the Tov should be Shalim, Ra'oi Sheyeh HaNehanebo, it's proper that that being, the Zulato, the It, that which is going to gain pleasure from that good, keywords, Ba'al HaTov Hahu. The Zulato has to be a Ba'al, have ownership over that tov. Perush, says the Ramchal, Mishikne hatov be'atzmo, it has to be a being that acquires that goodness for itself, v'lo mishiit lavelo hatov b'derech mikre, and not a being which is given the goodness by happenstance. For the tov to be as shalem as possible, the Zulato has to have ownership over that Shlemut. Meaning in the paradigm we just described, we say, like, why don't we just stop there? You have God who creates the Zulato, which then just randomly, because it happens to be that Zulato, starts getting all this goodness. There's nothing intrinsic then about why the Zulato gets that goodness. It's totally by happenstance. It's totally as a receiver. There's no inherent connection between the zulato and the tov that it's receiving.
Well, it's intrinsic because that's what God created this zulato in order to receive goodness away.
But it puts them at diametrically opposite positions. God is saying, I am the ultimate giver, and you are the ultimate receiver, which makes us as different as can possibly be.
But didn't we say that by receiving, he should also be giving, that he can just give back to God?
Can't do that. There's no space with which that can happen in the paradigm as it stands in this simple structure. How? Adam pops into existence and is in goodness. There's no time to even process. There's no time to do anything. Now the question is, why is it important that they not be diametrically opposed? That's the next phrase. Let's take it a little bit further. V'tireh. Sheze nikra k'tzat hitdamut b'shi'or she'efshar el shlemuto yiparach shemo. This is called a little bit of making it a little bit comparable, a little bit of a comparison to the extent possible of the perfection of godliness. Meaning what we're trying to do is make our shlemut a little bit closer to the extent possible, based on all of our finite limitations, to God's shlemut. Let's keep going. As we define in Perek Aleph, God is intrinsically perfect. Right? It's not dependent upon anything. It's essential to who he is. It's not accidental. He is intrinsically and essentially all manner of perfection. It's not by happenstance. But because of the truth of God's existence, it necessitates that he be perfection on all levels, ultimate perfection. Which we defined as and he's devoid of any lacking. That's how we define shlemut by God, because we can't define God in positive terms. He is devoid of all lacking. Perfection is intrinsic to him. It's ultimate by him. It's essential by him. There's no lacking associated with God. That's impossible by anything else. That's impossible by the zulato. Any created thing is going to be lacking in the very fact that it needed to be created. It's not imperative. It doesn't need to be because it wasn't before God created it. And when it's created, it has a lacking in that it had a creation point. And beyond that, it's going to have limitations. So the two are totally opposite. You can't have a created being where it has this essential perfection and is inherently lacking all lacking. Inherently doesn't have any lacking. We're not God. There's no created thing that's like God. However, in order to resemble God's perfection a little bit. A little bit. When we say a little bit, we mean a little versus the infinite. How much is that difference? Infinite. Right? A little bit, though. A little bit to resemble that. At least that being should acquire, be a ba'al of that shlemut, to make it a little bit more intrinsic. To earn, to acquire that shlemut, even though it's not essential to it. And he avoid all lacking, shiyuv sharimbo, that could have been associated with him. What Rav Efrat here in the Pirush on the bottom clarifies, which is apparent from the piece if you take some time and sit with it. There is a presumption here, which is that on a spiritual level, when two things resemble each other, they're close to each other. When two things spiritually resemble each other, there is inherently a dvekut.
Can we say that that's because closeness isn't being defined as physical closeness? Like when we 100%. Think closeness, we think
100%. If one wanted to, and this is always, you know, this is based on secular perspectives in psychology, so things could change. There's an amazing psychologist who lives in Eretz Yisrael who does a particular type of therapy. It's not relevant or necessary for now. But she speaks very adamantly about that not from this context, but she happens to be from and she knows what she's talking about. But she talks extensively about the fact that deep down, what draws two people together when they want to get married? She says, what actually draws two people together, and she never said it in the context of this, just talking about her psychological perspective. What inherently draws two people together that makes one choose one's spouse, one's mate, is that they have the exact same damage and issues that they need to work out. And that, even though it doesn't seem apparent, their personalities may be different, their expressions of it may be different, the place of pain, the place of trauma that they have deep, deep down inside, those are exactly parallel. Those are exactly similar. And that's what, when the marriage unpacks, even though on the outside they may seem different sometimes, that's what creates the friction, is because the two of them are so similar in their trauma. Because things on a spiritual level are drawn together by similarity. That's one potential expression. If you know, psychology just proves that in 20 years from now, it doesn't change this inherent truth. But that's what brings people, that's what brings things together. That's what creates a dvikut. We enjoy sometimes arguing with people who are radically different than us. We like hanging out with people who are very similar to us. We feel closer to them. We feel an inherent connection to them. That's what brings them together. That's how you could take a man and a woman who couldn't be more opposite from each other. What binds them is the inherent spiritual connectivity. And that's what allows it to work. Does that make any sense? Yes? Is that a thought, or that's just a reflection in your own mind? Okay. Okay. And that's what we're trying to do here, bumping it back up with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We can't be God. That's impossible. It's heretical. The only thing that the Ramchal spent time drilling home about God, despite the fact that he himself said we can't really understand what it means, is that God is?
Shalem.
Thank you. Shalem. Therefore, to the extent that we make, that just like God's Shlemut is intrinsic, to the extent that we make our Shlemut intrinsic, we more resemble God on a spiritual level, and that inherently creates a dvikut. So God, in order to give it, the zulato, the greatest capacity to receive the greatest amount of goodness and the greatest amount of shlemut, the greatest amount of tov and dvikut, God therefore created the possibility for this created being not to just exist in perfection, to the extent that a created being can be perfect, but rather to work to earn its perfection, thus making that perfection more intrinsic to it, therefore making it more similar to God and able to receive more of the goodness. The more the created being works to earn the goodness, the more it is intrinsically, or at least meaningfully, related to the zulato. And just like that shlemut is more inherently linked to the zulato, it's like the shlemut is more inherently linked to God, even though that's still totally different, it's still more similar, and that greater amount of similarity allows them to draw closer. Go for it.
I don't know what I'm confused about, but I'm confused.
So we want to try it in different words?
So wait, hold on. So God is Shalem, and therefore we try to become as Shalem as we can to connect to him?
I would add the word intrinsic there. God is intrinsically Shalem. Therefore, the more we make ourselves intrinsically, never going to be intrinsic, but the more we make ourselves meaningfully linked to Shlemut, the closer we resemble God and his relationship to Shlemut, and therefore the closer we draw to God in being similar to God to the extent that a created being can be. That end is not important because it's the same refrain.
Yeah.
That we're limited by our createdness. But that's what we're always coming back to. But the idea here is that the Shlemut, by us working to earn it, by this created being working to earn it, there is an inherent connection between the created being and the perfection, since it has an inherent connection to it, just like, or similar to, in some sort of way, God is an inherent link, or a meaningful link to his perfection. We are then spiritually on closer, and therefore there's a greater dvekut, and therefore a greater ability to receive the tov. There's a lot of pencil lashing going on there. Good. No, not just you. There was everybody. Now that you've written, do you have any questions? This is super important. You okay? Take it one more step. Okay. The Alkain, therefore. Gazar v'sider sheyibar'u inyanei shlimut v'inyanei chisaron. Therefore, God decreed and organized that there should be elements of perfection and elements of lacking. Meaning, if we actually just shift this model over a little bit, if we have Hashem, the Tov, and then the Zulato, right? So, the Tov isn't being created. The Tov is just God, basically, right? The Tov is an extension of God. The only thing created in the paradigm so far, in our model so far, is it. What we're doing now, because we want the Zulato to be able to... The Zulato is now intentionally being created with lackings, so it can fill its lackings, because by it filling its own lackings, it is more similar to God, because the Shemut is more intrinsic to it. Therefore, we now have to add more elements to creation other than just the Zulato to give the Zulato the capacity to work to earn that goodness and be the Baal of the Tov. What are we adding? We're adding Inyanei Shlemut v'Inyanei Chisaron. We've not defined them yet. But now there's Shlemut, Inyanei Shlemut, and Inyanei Chisaron floating around the Zulato. Aspects of perfection and aspects of lacking. V'tibarei bria shiyeba, and now this created being has a new layer to it, the Zulato. God then creates a being which has the efsharut lishnei aninim b'shaveh, which has an equal opportunity to go toward the inyanei chisaron and to go toward the inyanei shlemut. What does it sound like we're creating here? Right? How cool is that? Has the capacity to move either toward one or the other. V'yitnu labriya hazot emtsaim. So additionally, there are going to be emtsaim, which are means. Emtsaim, she'al yadam, that through these things, through these means, through these conduits, tikne la'atzma, it, the Zulato, can acquire for itself, et hashlemut, can acquire perfection, v'ta'adir, and it can avoid chesronot. V'azikare, then it can be considered. Meaning, if the Zulato chooses to use the emtsaim, the means that it has, to push away the chesronot, and uses to utilize, decides to utilize the emtsaim to acquire more of that shlemut, it's actively pushing away the chisaron and it's actively internalizing the shlemut, then we can say that it, the Zulato, is comparable to the extent that it can liberate to its creator. Because that shlemut is now much more meaningfully linked to the Zulato, just like shlemut is intrinsically linked to Hashem. There is a difference in words here. Here it's intrinsically linked to Hashem, and here it's meaningfully linked to the Zulato, but it's better than it by happenstance just sort of kind of landing on the Zulato. And that's what makes them more similar. They are not similar by any stretch of the imagination, but it makes them more similar, and therefore more spiritually closer, and that is the Dvekut, which is the Tov, which is the goal of creation. And therefore, that will make it more proper for it to cling to its creator and to enjoy its goodness. Clear? So I was preparing, I was like, this was good, but it needs to, you know, like in a PDF, you can always just say one. I just wanted to go 90 degrees that way. Just needed to flip a little bit, but we're good now. And now we have creation. We're getting there. We're slowly building up all of creation, one beat at a time. That's the amazing, what the Ramchal is doing here is he is really beat by beat building creation with us. You see that happening. And we're not there yet. We still have more things to add, obviously, but we're getting there. Okay? Everybody good for now? Hold on for 1 second. I wanted to do Gimel today, but we're out of time. So next Tuesday, we'll pick up with Gimel. We'll do a quick review of Bet, because Bet and Gimel are very much connected to each other. Foreshadow it a little bit, so that way it'll be easier to go back, jump right back in next time. So let's just foreshadow it for a moment. We've now said that the extent to which the created being is spiritually similar to the creator, the more the two are linked. The more that the created being is spiritually similar to the creator, the more that they're linked, the more that there's a connectivity there, the more that there's a dvikut. What have we been talking about? Meaning, that's just relationally. The more they're similar, the more connected they are. What is the thing that we're utilizing to make them more similar? What's the content that we're using to make God and his creations more similar? There are only so many words on the board. What's the content of it? What's the object?
Tone.
No,
What is meaning the more the Zulato spiritually resembles Hashem, the more Dvekut that there is. What is the Zulato working to, what is the content of what it's working to acquire in order to be more spiritually similar?
Shlemut.
And where else does Shlemut appear on this board? By God. So we'll see it inside and we'll unpack it more, but just so that way it's going to be hard to totally backtrack. The Ramchal in Ot Gimel, it's a little bit nuanced. He's saying that it's actually a win-win for us to do it this way. Which, with God, that makes sense because he can think all of these angles out, right? Which is, not only are we getting more dvekut by being more spiritually similar, but the way in which we're becoming more spiritually similar is to internalize more of godliness inside of us. So both in terms of the means and the end, both in terms of the process and the product, both in terms of the action and the content, they're both simultaneously bringing us closer to God. The created being is becoming more similar to God by bringing more shlemut inside, which is more godliness inside. Does that make any sense at all, or are we just going to start from scratch next time?
No, it makes sense.
That makes sense? Mm-hmm. So it's a subtle thing, meaning does anything change? No, we're still, the Zulatilis has to work to earn the goodness. And so it has to work to earn the perfection. But both the fact that it's working, and that it's working to achieve perfection, both the word working and the word perfection are both means for us to get closer to God and to spiritually resemble God and to internalize godliness. So it's a win-win that what we're working on is also godliness. And that's going to be the nuance between Bet and Gimel, but we'll go over that much more clearly and in much more detail when we read Gimel inside, Tishrei Hashem on Tuesday. Okay? Awesome.